The Skylark. When the Lord God made his creation, he made it as beautiful as can be. The flowers, the vegetables, the hills, the mountains, the trees, all were in place. The animals came and roamed the land, and the Lord God gave each one of them distinctive shapes and colours. He was so busy that he forgot about the birds. And the birds all came to the Lord God and said, "In your beautiful creation, Lord God, you have left us all grey. We have no colours at all." "I am so sorry," said the Lord God. "Then come to heaven at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I'll see what I can do." At 10 o'clock the next morning, all the birds who came from all around the world came to the gates of heaven. The Lord God had his paintbrush ready. The peacock was first, and he painted the peacock with the finest colours. The peacock was very proud and fanned out his tail to show everyone the beautiful turquoise and the gold. The canary came rushing in and asked for yellow, and robin came in and was given some bright red. The hummingbird had so many colours, and the macaw was not far behind. The parrot, with a great cry, leapt and cried at its beautiful colours of green and yellow and blue. The budgies came too, and the budgerigars were painted blue and white and green and yellow. The green finch, the chaffinch, with its bright red chest, even the blackbird with its beautiful beak. The duck came and had a beautiful green neck. Every bird was content. Woodpecker came in and asked for the darkest red. The Lord God was very busy and gave all the animals the colours he could. He was tired, and just as he was about to put down his brushes, the little skylark came. "Excuse me," said the skylark, "I hope I'm not too late." "Well, I'm afraid you are," said the Lord God. "I've been extremely busy with all these other birds, and I have no other colours left at all for you."
Oh no," said the skylark. "I did want some colour, please."
Lord God looked around, and there was one paintbrush that he hadn't washed up, and on the tip of that paintbrush there was a little bit of gold. "Open your beak wide," said the Lord God, and the skylark did, and he touched the skylark's throat with a little bit of gold, and the skylark began to sing so sweetly, so beautifully, and flew high up into the sky and sang the song it sings to this day, so shrill, so bright, and so happy. For every one of us there's a little gift. Remember the gift the skylark had.